This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we were looking forward to a pre-season footy game in Whyalla between Port Adelaide Power and the Carlton Football Club, but it looks like plans may have changed. I'm joined this morning by Matthew Richardson, CEO of the Port Adelaide Football Club. How are you this morning, Matthew?
Yeah, really good, Jordan.
So can you tell us tell us the bad news?
Yeah, look, all I know at this stage is that as you would have heard over the weekend, the AFL are looking to revise the pre-season fixture where the clubs will, all we know is, will play probably a practice match in the last week of February and then a revised aiming pre-season competition, which would just be one game. We're not sure what that is yet. So when we found out on Saturday, we just we contacted the council just to give them the heads up that there's potentially going to be a change. We'll find out what that is today. I think, you know, the AFL, given the uncertainty around COVID, are trying to minimise risk going into the start of the AFL season and minimise travel. So that's really all we know at this stage. It's certainly a possibility that there won't be the game in Whyalla this year as planned, but we won't know that for sure until today. But as soon as we know, we'll be in contact and also we'll be letting people know.
Of course, the other pre-season game for Port Adelaide was scheduled to be in Tasmania. Is that one likely to still go ahead?
Yeah, as I said, we don't know, Jordan. It's probably unlikely, given it was going to involve interstate travel and an interstate team coming in. So we'll find out today exactly what the new fixture looks like. But yeah, that's probably unlikely also.
So I guess there's just a lot of not a lot of information provided by the AFL just yet on what the pre-season will look like.
Well, at this stage, all they've said is there's going to be a change. We understand the reasons for the change. It obviously, people have put a lot of work in already, so we'll certainly be in contact with the council and the Football League around what that means and ensuring that people aren't out of pocket. And if, in fact, we aren't able to come up to Whyalla this year, then both for Whyalla, the community, and our major partner, GFG, who are obviously a big part of the Whyalla community, will be working really hard to make sure that if we can't get there in 2021, it'll be one of our priorities for 2022, because I think we all really enjoyed the experience last year, what it did for the community. It was a great experience for our football club. Hopefully, if it doesn't happen this year, we can get up there next year. The other complexity with this year, which was just the fact that we're just not going to be able to, in the event that we were coming, we weren't going to be able to do the community work that we had done previously, which is a really important part of these games, of the AAMI Community Series, is the clubs and the players getting out into the community, into the schools, into the junior footy clubs, out to GFG, and because of COVID restrictions, that was going to be restricted this year, which wasn't ideal. So, we would much rather, it was a fantastic event last year, not just the game, but everything that sits around the game, and that's a really important part of this competition, certainly for our club and for the AFL. So, hopefully we can get back there in 2022 and COVID, we've got on top of COVID, then we can start to do all of those things again, which are really important.
And I guess with the coming AFL season as well, like you said, teams can't get out and do as much community work as they probably would normally and would like to. Is it going to be a similar situation as far as the 2020 AFL season was run for clubs in 2021? You go.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, at this stage, we've got the first 6 weeks are locked in in terms of fixture and time slot, and we know who we're playing and when we're playing. The rest of the season at this stage is a floating fixture, so we know when we're home and when we're away and who we're playing on that particular weekend. But at this stage, it is floating. So I think, as we've seen, even over the last couple of months, with a couple of small breakouts in Sydney and Queensland, it's just one of those things that we're all living with, and we need to be flexible, and that's really how the AFL and all the clubs are approaching it. I think we learnt last year that we can do those things. Traditionally the AFL was a competition where we all needed to be really structured. We needed 7 days in between games, and we needed to be travelling, you know, the day before and the day after games. I think we all learnt last year that, you know, that's not, you know, we can do things another way. So, you know, we're going into the season really looking forward to our 2021 season. We think as a footy club, we built some fantastic momentum through 2020. We didn't quite get exactly where we wanted to get to on field, but we think we've got a really exciting playing list that are really driven, and you know, we're really looking forward to the start of the year. But as you say, I think like everyone else, we just need to be flexible and you know, work around the restrictions we've got until, you know, the COVID vaccine is in the community and everyone's able to get back to some sort of new normal.
Matthew, thank you so much for your time, and hopefully it's not too long before we see Port Adelaide back in Whyalla.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.
That was Matthew Richardson, CEO of the Port Adelaide Football Club, on your Classic It's Breakfast.